Learning the Queen's English is like scrubbing off the bright red varnish from your toenails the morning after a dance. It takes a long time, and there is always a little bit left at the end, a stain of red along the growing edges to remind you of the good time you had. So you can see that learning came slowly to me. On the other hand, I had plenty of time. I learned your language in an immigration detention center in Essex, in the southeastern part of the United Kingdom. 2 years they locked me in there. Time was all I had. But why did I go to all that trouble? It is because of what some of the older girls explained to me. To survive, you must look good or talk even better. The plain ones and the silent ones, it seems their paperwork is never in order. You say they get repatriated. We say sent home early. Like your country is a children's party, something too wonderful to last forever. But the pretty ones and the talkative ones, we are allowed to stay. In this way your country becomes lively and more beautiful. I will tell you what happened when they let me out of the immigration detention center. The detention officer put a voucher in my hand, a transport voucher, and he said I could telephone for a cab. I said, "Thank you, sir. May God move with grace in your life and bring joy into your heart and prosperity upon your loved ones." The officer pointed his eyes at the ceiling, like there was something very interesting up there, and he said, "Jesus." Then he pointed his finger down the corridor and he said, "There is the telephone." So I stood in the queue for the telephone. I was thinking I went over the top with thanking that detention officer. The Queen would merely have said, "Thank you," and left it like that. Actually, the Queen would have told the detention officer to call for the damn taxi himself, or she would have him shot and his head separated from his body and displayed on the railings in front of the Tower of London. I was realizing right there that it was one thing to learn the Queen's English from books and newspapers in my detention cell, and quite another thing to actually speak the language with the English. I was angry with myself.